From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
It's crazy, like, how such a beautiful person has left this world.
Friends, family, and fans are grieving this morning after the death of a popular Bay Area radio host. How they are remembering Jeffrey Vandergrift. Plus, it's a debate between landlords and tenants. Should there still be a ban on rental evictions? How one East Bay City Council is weighing in. Jocelyn.
Amanda, it was a pretty amazing start to the Sweet 16. A lot of people talking about that UCLA-Gonzaga game. We'll have a breakdown of the matches from yesterday and what's on tap today for March Madness.
I'm meteorologist Mary Lee with your First Alert weather forecast. Frost advisories are in effect this morning. I'll have your weekend forecast and when we'll see our next storm system coming up.
Let's take a look at our top stories first. Today, residents of Pajaro will be allowed to see their homes for the first time since a levee break nearly 2 weeks ago. Monterey County has now lifted that evacuation order. And starting at 10 a.m., residents can return to assess the damage and begin a cleanup. But there is no running water there still, and there are still health risks from the effects of the flooding. So officials are urging people not to stay overnight. Members of the Oakland City Council are introducing legislation to phase out a ban on rental evictions. This comes after landlords showed up at a council meeting this week demanding an end to the rule. A statewide eviction ban meant to protect people from becoming homeless during the pandemic expired last year. Now Oakland could scale back its own ban starting in May and end it completely by fall. A San Francisco supervisor may run against Mayor London Breed next year. Supervisor Asha Safai says he is considering a run and will make a final decision this summer. He is a two-term supervisor and former union leader, and he has been an ally of Mayor Breed. They have often agreed on key issues involving homelessness and public safety. Let's look at your top stories. Let's get a check on our weather now with First Alert meteorologist Mary Lee filling in for Jessica right now. And Mary, what are we looking at when it comes to the weekend, TGIF?
Yes, happy Friday to you, Amanda. And we are looking at great weather ahead. A nice break from the rain just in time for the weekend. Here's a live look with our Salesforce Tower camera as we look north at Coit Tower. And you can see it shaking a bit in the wind this morning. It's a breezy start to our day, and we're going to continue with those breezy conditions as we look ahead to our afternoon. Temperatures are running in the 40s as we start off our day. So 42 in Concord, 40 Livermore, Oakland, 47, 46 in San Francisco, 45 in San Jose. So temperatures right now running about 4 to 8 degrees colder compared to yesterday at this time with that 24-hour temperature change. And because of these colder temperatures, frost advisories are in effect this morning for the areas highlighted in blue. So for the North Bay inland valleys and mountains, the East Bay valleys, as well as the Santa Clara Valley, all under a frost advisory this morning. So definitely bundle up as you head out the door. So our current winds, we are looking at some breezy conditions this morning in San Francisco, 13 mile per hour winds and 14 in Santa Rosa as we start off our day. And we're going to see those breezy conditions later on this afternoon, making it feel even cooler outside with below average daytime highs. So for the coast, low 50s around the bay, mid 50s and upper 50s inland this afternoon. Cool, breezy, and some sunshine this afternoon. We'll talk more about the weekend forecast coming up and our next storm system that we're watching for next week in just a moment. But now let's check in with Jocelyn. And I have to say, love your outfit. That sweater look, looking good, cute, and also keeping you warm. You dressed perfectly for our weather this morning.
Yes, Mary, I was just gonna say the same thing about your dress. It's like a sweater dress, I love it. But yes, you wanna grab your coat this morning. It was very chilly this morning. At least no rain though. You're gonna want that for next week though. So let's take a look at your roadways here. Of course, we're gonna focus on one of our busiest spots. It's already looking pretty bad when it comes to our super commuters. We're gonna take a look at the Altamont Pass here. It is already building up, especially with that construction that's going on North Flynn after that collapsed road. Only one lane is open at the moment as Caltrans tries to shift the traffic away from the site. If you're headed westbound 580, it's about a 51-minute drive from 205 over to 680. Let's talk about that closure because of that landslide on Edgewood Road. Currently, both ways are closed from Glendale Road over to Barrelhead Avenue. So just keep that in mind. Try to avoid that area. Live look now at the Bay Bridge. Those metering lights are turned on now. It's about a 10-minute drive if you're headed from the maze over to 101. Amanda. All right, so in our other stories now, if you listen to local radio during your commute, chances are you've heard the JV show on Wild 94.9. And the voice of host Jeffrey Vandergrift, he vanished in February, and yesterday we learned he has died. JV's body was found in the water at Pier 39 on Wednesday. Earlier this month, his wife Natasha released a statement saying she had evidence that JV was not coming home. Friends and fans have been leaving tributes to him outside of the 94.9 building. Andrea Nakano spoke to some longtime listeners who say they were hoping that somehow JV's story would have ended a different way.
JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV started on the Bay Area airwaves about three decades ago, first as a co-host of The Doghouse and most recently on his own JV Show.
Listening to the JV Show was kind of like a religious activity for me. It just made my mornings.
Hector stopped by the growing memorial for JV outside the Wild 94.9 studios on Thursday. He used to make regular appearances on the show as a longtime listener and will never forget the impact the radio host had on his life.
There was nobody that could really, you know, even when you were going through like the worst of worst times, there was nobody who could really just kind of make you laugh through those moments the way he could.
Jeffrey Vandergrift went missing just about a month ago after hosting his show. He had shared with listeners how he struggled with Lyme disease, saying he can handle the physical pain but not the mental toll it's taken on his body.
It's crazy, like, how such a beautiful person has left this world.
Carlos Avila used to work with JV starting in the early 2000s. It was difficult for him to put into words what this loss means to him.
I love you, brother, you know, and you're always going to be in my heart, and the JV show will always be on Wild 94.9.
Many wish they could have done something to help, some way to pay JV back for getting them through their hard times.
Oh, wherever he is, you know, I just hope he knows, you know, we all love him. We'll always continue to love him, and he'll be definitely greatly missed by all of us out here.
Well, before his disappearance, JV was very open about his battle with Lyme disease. He started having debilitating symptoms in early 2021, including brain fog and pain in his head, depression and anxiety, something he said he had never struggled with before. Well, deer ticks carry the bacteria that causes Lyme. It can cause symptoms like fever, headache, fatigue. For some, the first sign is a red, round bullseye rash. Infection can spread to joints, the heart, and the nervous system if not treated. JV worked with the Bay Area Lyme Foundation to help other people with chronic Lyme disease.
He wanted to spread the awareness about what he was dealing with and be very open with it. Ask us, you know, to be on the show with him. But a lot of people will hide the fact that they have Lyme disease and then they'll suffer alone. And that was one of the great things about him is, no, he wanted to help others so that they would be diagnosed early and they could think, is it Lyme disease? You have to think about it. If you're having some of these symptoms, it could be Lyme.
UCSF will actually start doing clinical trials for a Lyme disease treatment thanks to a $1 million donation from the Bay Area Lyme Foundation.